There was also two very important presentations on sorafenib. The first one was the data from the frontline study comparing interferon and sorafenib. It was not a phase 3, it was a phase 2, 200 patients. And the data which have been presented this morning showed that, unfortunately, and we don't understand why, I mean, there was no difference in PFS when you look at sorafenib compared with interferon. Although, I mean, we have more tumor shrinkage, although we have better quality of life, but still, there is no difference. And even though I might be a little biased, I mean, we will never reach the 10 or 11 months PFS that we see with the two other drugs. Another important presentation this morning was done by Bob Amato, who showed that when you dose increase sorafenib, it seems that you can get a high response rate. Is it true? It may be, it must be reproduced. One important discussion was done by Bob Figlin after different presentations, and one of these presentations was on the correlation between exposure to sunitinib and response. The more you get sunitinib, the more response you get. And one hypothesis is that maybe we underdose some patients. We give the same dose to all the patients. It's an oral dose, an oral regimen, and we know that absorption and so on, there are many, many things we make the blood concentration very different from one patient to another one. And maybe we underdose the patients.